Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Homer Ezel. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tex Vash. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Zanuzer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Paul Zanuzer. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ezel. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Ezel steals second. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. There goes Ezel. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Lutsk applying the tag. Two outs. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first, with Zanuzer covering, for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fuchter moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Zanizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanizer hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zanizer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wamsgans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead strikes out. One out. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ezell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Feuchter bunts towards the mound. Zanizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to second. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Feuchter moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 0-for-1 in the game. Vash hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckeye hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wamsgans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNulty. The throw from Pisanek and he is safe. McNulty steals second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNulty moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee misplays the ball. That's an error on Lee. McNulty scores. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dud Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pisanek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Pisanek reaches second base with a double. Paul Zanizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zanizer hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstad, who is chasing the ball. Myatt reaches third base with a triple. Lutsk goes all the way around to score. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee fields it and throws to home to get Myatt. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jamieson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Flagstad reaches second base with a double. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ezell hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 0-for-2 in the game. Vash hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Jamieson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wamsgans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNulty for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dud Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Paul Zanizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zanizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Pisanek moves to second. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell throws to second for one, and Fuchter throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lee scores. Pisanek scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ezell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zanizer fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckeye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 0-for-3 in the game. Vash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNulty bunts towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-2, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fuchter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flagstad throws the ball into Lee, who relays the ball to Rogel, who tags Fuchter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sewell scores. It's 7-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Prothro pinch hits for Dudley. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro takes first base on ball 4. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pisanik hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Carlisle pinch hits for Paul Zunizer. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Prothrow moves to second. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Flagstad hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.